Over the last 5 years or so, Adani has already spent billions progressing the Carmichael coal mine to this stage. But is there the appetite for investors to take it any further? Alan Oxley is with ITS Global, an international market analytics company. He believes the project will get finance, even though it's yet to make a final investment decision.
No, they're close, but the point is they've put a great deal of money in. They've got a very clear sense about where their project is running, and they've got a very long-term projection which measures projections of very high demand for coal in India in the future.
What would the finance options for the Adani Carmichael project be, given that we're told a lot of the banks won't have anything to do with it?
Well, some of the banks. I mean, this picture's been very coloured. People typically talk to the sustainability people in some of the boutique banks. Some of them actually found that one bank named was said to oppose to this, and when they talked to the investors, the answer is no, it's not. The financial institutions worldwide for resources are very significant. We don't know quite where Adani's raising its money. It's got its own. We'll go to global markets.
You talk about boutique banks, but the Commonwealth Bank of Australia moved back as being overall finance looking at it. The ANZ, the National Australia Bank, surely they're not boutique banks.
We've got much bigger banks outside Australia.
Brett Hogan is another energy analyst from progressive think tank, the Institute of Public Affairs. He agrees there are other finance options for the Adani project other than domestic banks.
Well, the thing is, there are a lot of banks in the world. There's an anti-coal organisation called the Sierra Club, and of course they have a right to be anti-coal, as others have a right to be pro-coal. But they put out a coal financing report once a year. And their 2014 report, which actually noted that there was $141 billion worth of funding just in 2014 for coal mines and power stations. Of the top 10 financiers of coal throughout the world, most of them were Chinese banks. So there are plenty of banks in the world. There are plenty of organisations that are prepared to fund coal, even if some choose not to. So, look, it's going to be very easy for any company. If they can't get a bank in Australia or America or the UK to fund their project, they'll just go to China.
We see that one of the world's largest coal miner, Peabody, possibly on the verge of bankruptcy. Does that not point to international finance not moving into coal?
Again, you can't argue with demand and supply. Look, in a capitalist society, there will always be rises and falls in prices for particular commodities, and there will always be companies that prosper and companies that go under.
Big business consultants Wood Mackenzie aren't so bullish on finance options. Rory Symington says with the global market awash with thermal coal, it could be some time before investors pile in to Adani.
We do expect significant coal demand growth in India. There's potential for India to increase domestic supply. However, they have their own issues in terms of coal quality and acquisition of land for new mines, and also a lack of transport infrastructure to transport their coal domestically. And we think these will continue to make imported coal viable in India.
It's your considered opinion that given the current market, that finance just isn't going to come through?
Well, eventually we think there is a need for the project, and we expect that finance would be available. But it's an issue of timing. We don't think that is going to happen today. We think that is going to be happening next decade.